Coming up, I'll share six signs that may mean your company's downsizing, and then we'll reveal side gigs, nine of them, that could make you some really good money. And then our recession layoffs, I guarantee. We'll talk about that, and we're going to coach you up. All right, folks, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show, where I coach you to get the competitive edge so that you're making more money and more impact. In other words, a whole lot more money and a whole lot more meaning makes Mondays, hey, a whole lot more exciting. How about that? I mean, I can fix the cure. I mean, I can give you the cure for the case of the Mondays. You remember that classic line from Office Space? It's more money and more meaning, and that'll take care of a case of the Mondays. Take two of those and call me in the morning. I'm on fire today. I don't know what's going on. The cheesy dad jokes are flying out of me. All right, here we go. Six signs that maybe your company could be downsizing. And you know, we're going to talk a little bit about this later in the program. We're going to look at some real economic data on what leaders, managers are saying about a potential recession. Will they lay people off? What are companies doing? Are the current layoffs and things that we've seen in the news, are they a sign of the recession? We're going to break it all down in our news segment. But I want to give you some signs so that you can be vigilant. You should not ever be shocked by downsizing. And I'm going to tell you how. Number one, you start to notice people are quietly being laid off. It's not like a big, it's not like a whole department maybe, but you're starting to see some layoffs and, you know, it feels a little bit different than maybe just a normal rhythm of people being fired. I mean, that happens day in and day out in any business or any sector and in the United States and in around the world. Then people get fired. But if you begin to feel like there's not a whole lot of communication about it, feels a little hush-hush, and there doesn't seem to be any smoke about the performance, that could be a sign. Number two, your company is reporting or you are hearing that revenue's down, losses are up, right? So we're losing money. We've had a couple of big initiatives that we thought were going to hit. They didn't hit. And that's greatly affected our projections and our budgets. I mean, that's real. So when income doesn't match where it's supposed to be, well, that affects real things like salary, which again, people or salaries are the greatest expense of any company. So that could be a sign. Number three, indicators of a merger or that the company's being sold. Anytime there's a merger or just a straight acquisition, you never know what's going to happen with the new leadership. I actually got laid off one time as a part of an acquisition. Yo, didn't see that one coming, but it happened, and they were nice about it. I've never been laid off like that before. It was very nice. Called me in, told me how great I was, so impressed with what I've done, but we already got an executive in this position that's really going to kind of assimilate what you've been doing. Oh, great. Well, that was nice, but that sucked, right? It happens. It wasn't, they were not unkind about it. It wasn't in any way a reflection on me. It's the reality. Still sucked. Number four, executives and people at the top are leaving. Now, this is the one you want to start paying attention to, because to the extent that you can dive into this a little bit and go, okay, we got an executive leaving here and there. Now, again, this happens on a daily rhythm. So I'm cautioning you to go, what you want to do here is learn a little more. And we'll get into that in a second. Number five, you're actually getting real information that within the company from a colleague or from another leader that layoffs are in fact coming. We don't know who, we don't know how many, but it's coming. Oh boy. And then number six, this is dreaded. You receive an invite to the emergency all-employee meeting. This is like getting a text or a call from your girlfriend. And she says, we need to talk. In the history of relationships, never once that I'm aware of has there been anything positive on the other side of that. I imagine maybe somebody's done it one time as a mean joke, but gosh, that's mean, right? We need to talk. And by the way, it's always said like that too. Have you noticed that? It's never, hey, we need to catch up. We need to talk. No, somebody says, hey, let's catch up. Oh, great. Love to catch up. We need to talk. What? I mean, it's awful. I mean, when I say it right now, we need to talk. My stomach drops, right? Got to be careful. But nobody ever says that for good news. So the old, we have an all hands meeting, right? That's never good, right? By the way, those never happen at normal times. You know, and the email goes out and goes, it's, we have everybody in the company need to meet at 2 o'clock. That's the company going, we need to talk, right? Uh-oh. And listen, we've seen this and we've reported on this show a couple of really awful instances, but the one that takes the cake, was it the company, was it better.com? That's what it was. Yeah. The irony of all ironies, a company named better.com, their CEO fired thousands of people from his freaking kitchen on Zoom. This idiot. Yeah. Hey, we need to talk. Ooh, that's a bad one. All right. Now, so what do you do about it? Okay. I always want to give you, these are signs. So if you're seeing any of these six signs, you notice people are quietly being laid off, your company's showing signs of financial loss, there are indicators of a merger or acquisition, executives and people at the top are leaving, there's murmuring of real layoffs, and then you receive an invite to the emergency all-employee meeting. What do you do? All right, first thing is, we got to get our ear to the ground on all these things. What do I mean by ear to the ground? I realized, Alex, when I came up with this content, I was like, oh, geez, I probably should have, like, millennialed and Gen Z'd that one up a little bit. Because, like, that's an old phrase for, like, I feel like the old black and white John Wayne movies I'd watch with my grandfather. You know, that somebody would, I think I hear horses. And, like, literally they would get down on the ground and put their ear to the ground, and could they hear the thundering or feel the thundering of hooves? Now, you know it's the wrong phrase when you have to take 25 seconds to explain it. But I thought it might be fun. Get your ear to the ground. The point is pay attention. What's going on? Do I hear rumblings over here? What's going on over here? Like specifically, if executives and people at the top are leaving, can I tell you what I'm doing? If I've never met the executive or not, you know what I'm doing? I'm hunting them down. I mean, I'm not going to show up at their door. Some of you people take me literally. It's like Cousin Eddie and Christmas Vacation. No, please don't go get the boss in his pajamas and put a bow on him and bring him in my living room. Point is I talk to him. I try to talk to him and go, hey, what's going on? Because once a person leaves, unless they have an NDA, which could happen, you might be able to get some good information. I'm looking for it. Number two, ask your leader some tough questions. Even if the leader won't tell you, you can learn something even when you don't hear something. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm a dad of three teens. I can ask a question, Alex, and not hear anything substantive at all, but go, oh, I heard what I needed to hear, right? Now, the only person you can't do that with when you hear nothing, but you hear something, is Kamala Harris. She baffles me. This poor woman can't say anything of substance at all. Her clips are showing up every day on the internet. It's not a political statement. That's just a communicative problem the poor lady has. I'd love to coach her up. Her people can call me. I'll put my money where my mouth is. I'll help her. Somebody's got to help the lady with at least writing something coherent on a prompter. And finally, if the Titanic, put this photo up, if the Titanic is sinking, don't be like the chorus, like the people with the strings on the boat in the Titanic. Look at these guys. They were playing as the boat went down. Don't be that. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where I coach you up to have the competitive edge to make more money and experience more meaning and enjoy your Mondays. And one of the things I do in that is tell you about things you need to know, things that you need to do. And for those of you who want to level up in your career, I am very excited that I am teaming up with our friends at Ramsey Ed and Ramsey Academy to launch the Career Boost Certification. This is a 10-week course that will help you gain essential skills you need to win at work. People skills, project management, goal setting, communication, self-awareness, digital marketing, and sales. I, along with Dr. John Deloney, a number of Ramsey Solutions executives, will be teaching in this course. It is fantastic. It is, you talk about a return on investment, this will do it. Spots are limited for our fall cohort, so don't wait. If you want to learn more about it, all you got to do is apply. You're not committing. You're just applying, so you can talk to the team about it. RamseySolutions.com/boost. That's RamseySolutions.com/boost. All right, let's get to it in the news. First, I want to lead off with a Yahoo article from their finance team. Most of your bosses are planning layoffs if a recession hits. Okay, so are we in a recession? Are we going into a recession? The real technical answer is it's too soon to know. Okay, you're looking for two consecutive quarters of a shrinking of the gross domestic product. Now, some of you have never heard that phrase in your entire life. That's okay. Because the reality is whether or not we are in a recession as it is truly and technically defined is really irrelevant to you. The issue is, what are the economic factors that are having a real impact on your life? And then what are you doing to overcome or to protect yourself? That's what it matters. Don't fret. It's amazing, and it's this stinking news culture we have, which scares the you-know-what out of people. And it's got everybody on edge, and it's like, recession! It's like, everybody's like, whoa! What's going on? Wait. The recession is not going to affect you by just being a recession. Just because a recession happens doesn't mean all of a sudden that your life goes in the toilet. I was talking to Alex about this, and during the last recession, you said it was actually good for you financially. Explain that. I want people to get this because this is a great example.
Well, the housing market crashed, and then they did the $8,000 home buyer, first-time home buyer credit. So
We
were there for it, yeah.
And so there's a thing where, again, it benefited Alex and his family. So here's what I want to say. Just because we go into recession doesn't mean that you automatically are going to be in a precarious position. You might be, but again, I just want to drive this home. What are the real economic factors? Forget the word recession. What's happening right now in the economy that's affecting you in a negative way? Well, I'll give you one. It's inflation as it relates to gasoline and groceries. That is actually impacting you negatively in the sense that the costs have gone up. So what do you do about that? You change your budget. In other words, you cut some expenses in other areas to make up for the increased expenses in those two vital areas. You're not living without gas and groceries. Okay? If you're in a suburban environment where you have to drive a car. So what do? You don't freak out and panic. If you got to go get a side job or whatever to make up for it for a little bit or whatever, fine. If you got to cut something, you cut something, you sacrifice to make up the difference. That's what I'm saying. Don't worry about recession, the word, and all of the unknown monster fears. Just go, wait. What's happening in the real world in my life that's affecting my bank account? All right. 80% of U.S. employees expressed being scared regarding their job security. This is what I'm getting at. According to a recent Insight Global survey. Well, of course they're scared. Because they're watching the news, and it's these anchors and these people talking, and it's designed to keep your attention. Have you ever seen a scary movie without the music? It's fascinating. It's not scary at all. Guy's creeping around a corner with a knife, and I'm going, because I can hear the music. Put the scary music in, and I'm a bundle of nerves. It really does drive those emotions, and that's what the news does. They're the scary music in the creepy fright movies. All right, so 87% of managers, same survey, responded that if a recession hits, they'd likely need to lay off workers. Right. But again, can I just tell you, 87% of people go, well, I mean, yeah, if a recession hits, I mean, gee whiz, we're going to have to sell the house. We're going to have to live off of tuna fish for 6 straight months. We're not even going to do the jelly, just peanut butter. Same thing. Fear's driving these answers. 87% of managers said they'd likely need to lay off workers. They don't know what the freak they got to do unless they're paying attention to their budgets. In early June, Coinbase made news for planning to reduce about 18% of its workforce because their crypto value plummeted. It says nothing to do with the recession. Netflix continues to do rounds of layoffs in light of subscriber loss. Folks, that has nothing to do with a recession. You know what that is? People aren't working from home all the time. They're not in a pandemic. They got better things to do than watch Netflix all the time. Or maybe they don't like Netflix's content. Has anybody thought about that? It's nothing to do with the recession. 16,000 tech employees were let go in the month of May. Several companies were included in that number. But listen, don't freak out. Despite that, job postings on LinkedIn saw notable drop-off in technology companies. In fact, technology companies added jobs. I said that, you know, in a recent show. 25,000 jobs were added in the technology sector in the month of June. So you see what I'm doing here, folks? I'm helping you realize, wait a second, just the word recession alone is a pretty scary deal. It's freaky, man. We don't know what it means. Oy, yay, yay, yay. There's a lot of factors involved. So it does not automatically mean that you were going to be laid off, all right, if a recession hits. All right, let's go to this. How about some real great ideas for side gigs if you were to be laid off, or if you're trying to get out of debt faster, or you're trying to pay for college, or get your kid a car? Here we go. 9 side gigs is from a Yahoo source that can make you really good money. Lawn care professional, average salary, $55 an hour. There's a company called GreenPal, a lawn care service and app that the CEO, Brian Clayton, describes as Uber for lawn care. So basically, Joe, it's an excuse for you to tell Deb that you need your zero turn, that big, beautiful John Deere zero turn tractor you've always wanted.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How about TaskRabbit? Average salary, you set your own rates. What do? Complete everyday errands for people that are really busy. How about a frequent flyer specialist? Average salary, $80 to $150 a project. You got to be kidding me. Well, you got a lot of people that have frequent flyer miles. They're very busy people. And your job is to help them maximize their frequent flyer miles. It's crazy. But again, it's very project-based. Bookkeeper, $30 an hour. Let me tell you something. A bookkeeper can rack up. Think about all the small business owners who are really scared to death of their taxes, and you come in and offer them a really clean, clear service to take stress off of them. Boy, I tell you what, they'll start passing your name around like it's a hot plate. Online instructor. This could be anything, $30 an hour. You got knowledge or somebody else has got knowledge, they got the curriculum, and they need you to teach it online. Boom. You're doing that in your sweatpants at home. Executive assistant, $38 an hour. Some of these are virtual, by the way. Could be a 5, 10, 15, 20 hour a week gig. Virtual executive assistant or part-time. Project manager, $65 an hour. We have a project management course here at Ramsey Solutions. The thing has gone bananas. It is a very adaptable, very easy type of job to translate or transfer that experience and talent into some really nice jobs. Software developer, $55 an hour. This is not new. That's why I send people to BethelTech.net. Tell them Ken Coleman sent you. One of the hottest jobs out there. Online reseller, $46 an hour. This is reselling other people's stuff or your stuff. Are you kidding me? Hey, if you need to make extra money, stop wringing your hands and get busy. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we coach you up. And sometimes, you know, coaching is as simple as making you aware that you're not alone. And what I'm talking about is you are not alone, good folks, when it comes to being victims of horrible bossery. By the way, Alex, I'm very thrilled that the term is catching on. We had a caller recently who dropped horrible bossery in his question about 3 times, and I was very excited. Horrible bossery is just my ADD way of saying horrible leadership. It's out there everywhere. And folks, I would like to tell you that you're never going to encounter it, but I would be a charlatan. For you young people who have no idea what that means, I would be a total con artist, you are going to experience horrible leadership. So I recently saw a story. I got all these different things I sign up for to give me news stories. And I recently saw an article that says 35 people share their most absurd resignation stories. But before we get into these, let's give you some context about what I'm talking about. A recent study by FlexJobs said that roughly 30% of employees feel they're stuck in jobs they want to quit. The top reasons why they feel this way: toxic company culture, that's again horrible bossery. Low salary, that's horrible bossery. Poor management, horrible bossery. Lack of healthy work-life boundaries, well, that's not on the boss, that's on them. And then not allowing remote work, I don't know if that's horrible bossery. I'm not going to get into that remote work argument with anybody. But many times, and again, I advise people, look, when you've confronted your leader on this stuff and they don't change, it's time for you to change locations. It's that simple. You're not going to change these people. You will not change a horrible boss. You can communicate them and confront them, and they, if high character and somewhat healthy, they can make changes. But keep in mind, you cannot change them. All right, so this is kind of a funny thing. We'll read some of these real time. We'll have some fun with this because these are real resignation stories. Number two, let's go to this one right here. I was an operations manager at my last place, but pretty much just a general manager, personal assistant to the general manager. I called to let him know I had a great job offer and I'd be leaving. He said, I get that it's a great offer, but what happens if I don't accept your resignation? Now, this is not horrible bossery. This is jackassery here is what this is. This is a person who doesn't even understand. Like, you don't get to accept it or not. Like, I'm giving you the gift. You don't get to return it. Here's your fruitcake. Eat it, you jerk. Wow. What if I don't accept your resignation? That's fantastic. My old HR department, this is another one. My old HR department tried to do something similar. I gave my boss ample notice that I was planning on leaving and then put in the official notice 30 days before. HR came back to me and said, I need to agree, said that I would need to agree that my final day with management, I'd have to get together and we'd have to decide what's my final day. And get them to sign forms saying they agree to it. If they don't, then I can't have that day as my final day. I replied, no. They replied, but it's our policy. And I replied, but it's not mine. You deal with it. And they were like, we're not sure that you can do that. I again, this is in the same file as the last one. And folks, I got to amend some of this horrible bossery. This is just stupidity. I mean, good night. What would these people do, Alex, if they employed some of these young people who just flat out don't show up? Like, there is no, this guy went to a 30-day notice, but some of these young people just, they don't even show up. All right, which one do we want to do next? Number four? Number seven. All right. Alex is feeding me these folks because he's so good. I quit my job on Friday and they nearly themselves. Boy, I wish I could say these things. When I gave them 2 weeks, they nearly crapped themselves. Soiled. That's the word. That's another S word. If you don't want to cuss, use soiled, because that's a funny word. You say, I soiled myself. Guaranteed to get a laugh. So anyway, they nearly soiled themselves. When I gave them 2 weeks, my boss begged me to reconsider, told me how disappointed he was, and that he's hiring more people, it's going to get better. It's been 8 months of me backfilling a senior role that I'm not remotely qualified for while still doing my actual job for the same money. Dumpster fire is the best way to describe their management style. I looked at my boss in the eye and said, I want to get off the ride now. He backed off after that. But okay, real quick thing here. The only thing, folks, that would keep you in this situation like this person is sharing, 8 months of backfilling a senior role that you're not qualified for on top of your existing role for no extra money. Folks, there's one thing and only one thing that keeps you in that, and that is fear. Fear that you can't find something better. Because that is putting yourself in a position to be manipulated and abused. That's professional abuse when a leader does that. But you are the one that allows it. All right, what do we got next? This is great fun. I love these, by the way. Let's see here. Sorry, folks. I'm doing the old two-finger scroll, and I'm 48 years old, so, you know, not as good at it as the kids. I submitted my 2 weeks' notice at my previous job. They didn't offer me a larger salary or anything to stay, but they did ask if I could make it 3 weeks. Still friends with some folks that work there, and the owner said in a meeting that he offered me more money, but I refused to stay. That, of course, was after a lot of people said he was making a mistake by letting me quit. So this is just, and this is a good reminder that no matter how classy you are when you leave, there is, you cannot control what your former leader says about you. See, we got all these calls. Alex, how many calls do you think we get a year of people saying, hey, Ken, I want to quit my job, but I just feel terrible. I just feel awful about it. We get probably 100 calls a year on that. And I always got to walk through this because you're a good person. You have high character. I love that you feel this way, but you need to feel this way. And this is an example. See, you could do everything right. You could quit the right way. And then the moron wants to make himself look good, and you're gone half a day. And he's like, well, you know, I offered him more pay and blah, 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 blah. It's just a bunch of garbage. All right, do we have time for, all right, let's see here. And by the way, folks, we're cherry picking some of these. I mean, and these are all, of course, people have resigned and what the response was. And by the way, this is just like person after person after person going, yeah, this happened to me, this happened to me. Here's one. I gave my 2 weeks notice and my boss was like, oh, I can't accept this. Someone's already out on maternity leave and we'll be too short staffed. So then they got 0 weeks notice because I just kind of left. And see, this is the slow clap because this person gets it. We can't accept this. So they got 0 weeks notice. And can I just tell you, this is the right response. And again, we're not going to blow the bridge up and do what that girl did at the Walmart where she took over the microphone and just laid everybody out. But you cannot control what anybody thinks or says, no matter how good you do it. And then these, all of these posts are examples of, there are truly nonsensical people in leadership positions. Do you have an opinion, Alex, on why someone would think that? What makes a leader go, oh, I can't accept your resignation? As if they have any say in it at all. I don't know what it is, other than a lack of common sense. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, I think so. That or they just don't want to
it's denial.
Hear it. Yeah, they're denying
it. There
it
is. Yeah. Okay. You know what? Very good point. Thank you, sir. You've got, literally, they have no sense. Or they're in just a place of denial. And let me tell you something. That's actually a great call out, because that's what a bad leader does. A bad leader seeks to exert their positional power over you, because they do have positional power. It freaks people out, right? And many bad leaders are only followed because of their positional power. John Maxwell wrote a book on that, talking about the five levels of leadership. And the very first level, the base level of leadership, is that I have authority and thus people follow me. That's the only reason they follow me, is because they're afraid of not getting their check. Those of you that are new leaders, you better grow beyond that level, because if you don't, you end up saying stupid stuff like all these idiot leaders. Horrible bossery, folks. The fight continues on your behalf. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.